Welcome to Healing Invocation Variations Guided Practice. It's October 9, 2023. I'm Benjamin, and tonight we are doing our practice for our healing invocations, as the name would imply. Thanks for being here tonight, and we're going to practice the three variations on the healing invocation, not the one where you're already stirred up, but the one where you deliberately go back and bring up an old trauma for healing, the one where you go for a next in line healing, letting your higher self choose. And we'll also practice the one for chattery mind. So a chance to work on all those variations of healing invocation as outlined in my book and in our course. So first, as always, we're going to set up our sacred container. And even before that, I want to give gratitude to the members who are on the live call. So welcome, Anjali, Angela, Autumn, Carmen, Cass, Jim, Deb, Diana, iPhone, Jane, Jennifer, Lauren, Linda, Marilyn, Monica, Renate, Risa, Stephanie, Trisha, Marcy, and Roberta. And more may be joining us as we go. And of course, welcome to all of you folks on the recording. We know there's more of you who join us for your recording than on the live calls, and you are every bit as valuable. So thank you, however you showed up, for being here and participating. And when I yawn, it is not boredom, it is not fatigue, it is energy moving. When we have a big event, things start moving quickly, I think. All right, because we're doing big healing work tonight, we want to be sure we have a safe, sacred container. So let us set that up as usual. As always, with energetic events, please give us your full and undivided attention as you were right here, as if you were right here in the room with me. This is true whether you're live or on the recording. It helps to make sure the field we generate is good for everyone, including yourself. If you have to leave early, no problem. Just ask the allies to ease you out of the field, and your early departure will not cause a problem at all. I invite you now to relax. Become aware of how your body feels right now. If you can feel your energy body, please tune into that and see how that feels. And now you should have your baseline and just kind of passively feel the movement of energy as I set up our container. If you cannot feel that, just feel your breath come and go on its own. Touch a mama, mama kia. We're a coach in tea. We tea. I am that I am. To prepare myself, I call my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, higher vibrational awareness. May my higher self run Benjamin as much as serves highest good. Thank you. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Amba the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron of the Center. Archangels, please bless and protect us and this work. We call all other benevolent high vibration angels whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Saima. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirit of the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mauna Loa, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Ayers Rock, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Container's almost there, but I'm going to ask everyone to release any effort you're using to try to create it. Please, humans, just relax. Please let our divine allies create the container. It's still not quite there. Again, please, whether you're live or on the recording, please go to complete passivity. Don't help at all with this container creation. Just relax and let our beautiful allies do it. Thank you. Allies, please clear any resistance to the creation of our sacred container. Thank you. There we go. Thank you. All right. We are in safe, sacred space. Thank you, everybody. So we're going to now ask everyone to do embodied awakening invocation. We want to be at our very best to do this healing work and practice these healing invocations. I'm guessing most or all of us are familiar with this, so I'm not going to go into great detail. So bottom line, you're inviting your higher self to join you in your human body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. So we're about to speak to the higher self to invite it in. I invite you to repeat the words after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. That's again, silently if you must, starting now. Maximum embodied awakening. That serves highest good, please. Please let the words go and become completely passive. Let your higher self enter you and saturate you to the greatest extent that serves highest good. It's feeling great. Y'all are doing wonderfully on this. Keep relaxing and letting it soak in. Doing good. All right. So check to see if all the following is true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Again, that's no challenging emotion, no mental chatter, peaceful and effortless. That's all true. You're in embodied awakening. You didn't get 100% of the way there. That's fine. Just the best you can do is good, perfectly fine. All righty. So because we're practicing healing invocations, you're going to get some healing, and this may cause some discomfort. And I can guarantee you the nature of this work does not allow overwhelm. So I can promise that you are not going to get too much of anything. It may be intense. It may be uncomfortable for a bit, but it's not going to be too much. I've literally never had a person report overwhelm in all the years I've been working with the healing invocation, individually or in groups. So you are safe. And the shamanic axiom is you have to feel it to heal it. All right, so let's fire up the first. Just feeling which one they want to do first. Interestingly, they're starting with a next in line healing invocation. So what we're going to do here is we're going to basically do the healing invocation and leave it up to the allies what they're going to bring up. They always know what's next in line. As a reminder, this ties into the idea of the great onion of consciousness. You have a beautiful higher self up there already, beautifully awakened, and that awakening is just waiting on you to connect to it. All that's stopping you is all those layers of trauma, unhealed emotional pain, that are in layers around the higher self, obscuring some of its light from your human self. So when we do a next in line healing invocation, we're just asking the higher self, just pick the next layer whose highest good, or rather pick the next layer whose elimination serves highest good. And we don't even have to know what it is. So I'll narrate as we go. So once again, it might be intense, it might be challenging. Any of the following might happen. Your body might shake or vibrate or tremble. You might cry. You might make sounds. Your body may want to move in more strong ways, like, you know, flailing your arms or stomping your feet. You know, if that wants to happen, that's okay. Let it happen. Don't be a drama queen for the hell of it, but let the body release however it wants to. Then again, your process may be silent and still. Let it be what it needs to be. Okay, so once again, check to see your current starting feeling. Check your body, check your energy field. How does it feel? Just kind of get an awareness of the sensation as we start. All right, so please repeat after me to your higher self. Maximum healing. That serves highest good, please. Next in line. All right, relax. whole general awareness of the whole body. And if you feel challenging energy, I'm already feeling my body shaking pretty good. Just hold gentle awareness wherever you feel challenging energy getting stirred up. All that is important is that you can feel it. It is completely unimportant that you have any idea what it is. Doesn't matter. If they pop down an image or a thought to show you, that's fine. Acknowledge that you got the info and then just let it go and return back to feeling. Feeling is what clears it. So again, hold general body awareness, unless it's obvious that a part of you is getting more intensely catalyzed. There's more challenging energy in an area, then just hold attention in that area. It is your attention that sends the healing energy there to stir it up and flush it out. Once in a while, it'll just transmute to love and light. That's fine too. Just let your higher self deal with it however it sees fit. Your human self, its only job is to feel what's happening. But feeling what's happening is essential. That's how the higher self knows where to send the healing energy. And please use the minimum effort needed to hold that awareness where it doesn't feel comfortable. So I'll narrate my experience, which is what the majority of people are experiencing. At least that's my understanding. And I'm getting shook up. So my sense is a lot of us are experiencing kind of the shake-up phase. It's the healing invocation often works in repeating two-stage cycles. Stage one, it shakes up. Stage two, it flushes out. Your mileage may vary. So if your experience differs from my ongoing narration, please don't try to match my description. Let your process be exactly what it is. And there's the flush. So just let that heavy energy drain away. Let it go into Mother Earth. She's happy to take that and transmute it for you. And already I'm feeling more of that nice energy in my body as the heavy drains away. Even if there's thoughts or images, it's fine. Let them be there. But please, as best you can, keep your attention on the feeling in the body. Gently holding awareness where the challenging sensations are, whether they're physical or emotional or whatever they may be. Again, you can completely heal an old trauma just by feeling it, even if you have no idea what's being healed. I'm shaking really good. I stay on camera for this just to demonstrate there's no stigma to your body shaking or vibrating. It's just what happens sometimes during a healing process. It doesn't mean you're having a seizure. It just means that energy is shaking up so it can flush out. Okay, now I'm having the second flush, so heavy energy is releasing. Just let it go. Again, if your experience is different, go with your experience. Don't use effort to match my narration. Oh, and here's the third checkup round for me. And I have no idea what's being shaken up in me. And again, I usually don't. Galaz may be thinking he's better off not knowing what's coming out of him. If you need to know, you'll be shown. If you don't, then ignorance is bliss. Because we're doing this as a group, the allies are actually redistributing some of the hucha. Those of us who are more capable of releasing and transmuting are being given some of the other people's heavy energy to process for them. This is being done on an as-needed basis. Some of us are just more skilled at this for various reasons, and others of us need help. So it is totally fair to let some of us carry a bit more, others to receive help. And it's all happening automatically. So you may not even know how much of what's coming through is your personal stuff or your transmutation gift to others. It doesn't matter. If it's in your field, it's yours to process. It is a beautiful service to be able to do that for others. A lot of people need help. And the healing is still going strong. So whether you're getting the shake-up phase or the flush-out phase, just let it be what it is. Again, don't be shy at letting your body do what it wants to do to move stuff through. I'm having another flush out. Whoa, getting into a bit of an altered state here. I guess I've cleared enough to partially peel my onion. That's great. I'll take all the additional awakenings the Divine sees fit to give me. So my experience now is my body's tingling a lot. My physical body now feels more like energy than solid matter. You might check to see what your experience is. This is a predictable artifact of the healing invocation process. And your experience may now be more pleasant than unpleasant. That full body euphoria might be quite noticeable and might be more prominent than the challenging energy we've been working with so far. It feels like this cycle is winding down. Let's let it come to its natural conclusion. That feels pretty good. I feel like I'm solid in the body. I don't feel the healing flow going anymore. So let's open it up for any feedback or questions on that, the next in line healing process. So the unmuting is available. So you can unmute yourself and speak. Hey, Faye.
Hey, Benjamin, how are you?
Good. How about yourself?
Good, thanks. Yeah, I unfortunately had to come in about 15 minutes late, and I was thinking, oh, I wonder if I'll be able to get into it. And something about the time you said some people will get more or something, I really hit that altered state and got a lot of lights and colors coming in. Yeah, it was really magnificent. Thank you.
Oh, great. I'm so glad you showed up.
Thanks.
Thanks for joining us, Faye. I'm glad
you're welcome.
You're strong. And if people would rather give feedback or questions in the chat, that's fine too. But I certainly welcome your live speaking as well. You're on the live call. Anyone else have a question or comment?
Yes, it was really wonderful. And I also entered an altered state. Is there a invocation tonight that we are going to send out for healing for friends?
No, because that we do on, we alternate every month the kind of practice we do. That's a hollow reed invocation. But tonight we're just doing healing for ourselves.
Okay. Thank you. My back feels better. Thank
you. Good, good. Unless they guide us to do that, you know, but I wasn't planning on it.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm always open to guidance from within. Thank you. Lauren typed, my body started shaking just before you said the invocation. Sweet. All right. Anyone else with a question or comment?
Yeah, I had a, this is Britt. I had a physical release in my back, right where I had two spinals for my C-section. And right after I said it and I relaxed, I felt my, the bottom of my head release. And then something like I had that release also like a, it wasn't, I wouldn't call it a pain, but it was just, it was like a shock. And I felt it go all the way up my back. So anyway, that was good. That released a lot of emotional stuff for me. So right. I just physically responded is what I'm saying.
Wow, that's fantastic. Thanks for the feedback, Britt. Anyone else with a question or comment? Jennifer typed, that was wonderful. My hands felt like they were inflated and were pulsing back and forth. Sweet. Man, this stuff is working for you guys. I'm delighted. Any other questions or comments? Jennifer then typed, thank you. You're welcome. All right. We can do one more question or comment, and then we'll move on to the next exercise. Anyone else want to jump in?
Yeah. Hi, Benjamin.
Monica.
I've been having recently, it's like a pressure in the bridge of my nose.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I think, it, you know, I always think that it should be my third eye, but it's like right on the bridge of my nose. And it started pretty much as soon as I got on the call, it's just like throbbing and pressure. And
yeah,
it just seemed like it got worse during the, you know, during the invocation. And just wondering if you have any insight about what's going on with that.
Yeah. They're showing me, this is something I learned in the initial meditation school I attended in Oklahoma. That's the location of what that guru called the ring pass knot. And that has to be loosened up for movement higher into the realms. So what they're doing, and my guides are showing me, that is kind of a knot, K-N-O-T, that needs to be loosened. So mm-hmm. just relax and let them keep working it. And
okay.
And that once that releases, I think you're going to have a greater level of liberation available.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And sometimes what they do has to be a little uncomfortable for a while. That's just how it plays sometimes. Yeah.
All good. Thank you.
Okay, good. Thanks, Monica. All righty. Let's move on to the deliberate trauma healing. So in this next version, we're going to deliberately call up an old trauma. And the criterion is it has to be something that every time you think of it makes you feel bad emotions. Not bad, but challenging emotions. It's a painful memory, might be a good way to say it. And for our purpose of exercise, try to pick something that's got a pretty decent negative charge to it, where it feels it's the kind of thing I'd really rather not think about that because, you know, it really is painful to remember it. I will assure you it's a safe container to do this. You can pick as bad a trauma as you want or as extreme a trauma. It's all safe to work with here. The allies will only bring as much of a trauma as you can work with if all of it is too much right now. They always just will work layers in that case. So I'm going to ask you to take a moment and decide on some past event that is triggering for you, and the memory of it causes pain. So take a moment to pick what you're going to work on. Okay, hopefully you've chosen by now. If you truly cannot think of anything that triggers you, you can do another next in line healing. But I'll assume for my instructions that we're doing a deliberate trauma recall. So first off, let's make sure we're strongly in embodied awakening. So we're going to refresh that. So please repeat after me, maximum embodied awakening. That serves highest good, please. Be completely passive. Give your awakening a chance to top off. If you're already full, you'll just stay where you're at. But if there's any room for a little more awakened energy, it'll come in now. I'm getting a little bit more. That feels good to me. Okay, that's a nice top off. Topping off the tank, as I like to say. So now, take a moment and feel your body right now. Get your baseline. I'm not putting a lot of concepts on it, just feeling how you feel. Good. So now that we're in embodied awakening and ready to call up that trauma on purpose so we can heal it as much as possible, I now want you to recall the trauma. Please make the memory as vivid as you can and replay that traumatic incident in your mind. Now note your emotional response, 0 to 10. How intense is the challenging emotion that comes up because of the recall? Again, 0 is no response. 10 is just really, really intense, challenging energy. So give it a number 0 to 10. And note, where in your body are you feeling it? So identify the location of the discomfort caused by the memory. Good. So now you've got the number and you've got the location. So now we're going to call the healing invocation to take care of this. Say to your higher self, maximum healing. That serves highest good, please. Now, please simply hold attention where the challenging feeling is. And that's all there is to it. Just hold the feeling. Hold attention where the challenging energy is there. And just relax, use the least effort needed to hold that awareness. And I'm already starting to feel a significant flush at my hands and my feet. And your simple holding of attention where the challenge is going to let it flush away. So just do that. You do not have to recall the trauma anymore. Just let that go. Just work with the feeling that resulted from your initial recall. Thoughts and imagery can be in the background, no problem, but put your attention on the feeling, please. Moving into an altered state again. Maybe I should say more of an altered state. Now your job is to be passive and patient. Passive means not helping at all. You're only holding attention where the uncomfortable energy is. You're allowing your higher self and these allies to do everything else for you. The altered state is deepening. So already I'm in a pretty noticeable altered state. I feel more like energy than flesh. I feel way more like an energy being. Actually, for me now, it's more like the heavy energy is being transmuted, a lot more that it's being flushed away. And you just let your higher self make the call on that. And I feel very much like floating, which in realistic terms means I'm much more aware of my energy body than my physical body. One of those paradoxical both and awakening experiences. I can totally feel my body sitting in this chair, but even more vivid is the sense of floating, which means I'm aware of my light body and my physical body at the same time. Getting some clearing of my heart chakra, some old pain coming up to be flushed out. Again, have your experience. Do not use effort to match my description. Just go with your own experience, your own flow. Now there's strong flushing out my hands and feet. It's kind of hot. Thank you, allies, for this beautiful healing. So grateful. To the best of your ability, be just as open to feeling discomfort as to feeling euphoria. Remember that the complete, unfiltered feeling of the old pain clears it once and for all. Whatever you feel in that matter and that flushes away is done, not coming back. Maybe similar layers of pain beyond it to come up next. But if you're doing this effectively, the intensity will diminish significantly as additional layers come up. At least that's usually what happens. You may hit a mother load once in a while and it gets intense again, but usually it's just a diminishing intensity effect. Feel like we're on the downward curve here. We're past the peak flush and it's kind of slowing down. All of a sudden, I'm more strongly awake as my light body. And it's very clear that I'm a energy being here inside of Benjamin. That part of me is kind of awake and looking around. Everything that part is so not human. It's definitely from beyond this realm. But it's happy to be hanging out in the human. Of course, none of us are really human. It's just the form we're wearing for a brief time before we return to more of what we truly are. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty solid in the body. Leave just a moment for anyone else to settle in. By the way, all that out-breathing that I was just doing, that's I do that without even thinking about it. That's just shamanic and energetic release. Okay, I feel pretty settled in. So I'll leave just a moment for anyone else who needs to settle into their body again before we do the process of checking our work. Yeah, it feels pretty good. Okay, so now hopefully you've had some nice heavy energy release. Now, to check the work, first recall the 0 to 10 rating you gave the intensity of remembering that old trauma. Bring that number back into your mind. And if you can kind of remember how it felt, whatever you can recall about when we started up in the first place, I'll let that go. Now, please bring back the memory of the trauma just as you did the first time. Whatever you did to recall it, please do the same thing again. Your intent here is to recall the memory of what happened. You're not trying to have the same emotional experience again. That'll be what it is. But just bring back the details of the incident the best you can, just as you did the first time. And again, make it nice and strong like you did the first time. Max it out. Good. Now, notice 0 to 10. How strong is your challenging emotion response to the memory? 0 is no response at all. Neutral. 10 is, it's just almost too painful to bear. And then if you are having any kind of challenging emotional response, where is it? Again, note the location of the body, where you're feeling that. Okay. So, and I'd now be interested to get your feedback. What was different when we checked the work? Was the intensity of the emotional challenge any different? Was it any location different? Anything? So notice the before and after. So please, I'd love to have people unmute and share their experience of that or type in the chat. Unmuting is available for the live callers. So I'd love for you all to jump in and tell me what was going on there for you. Yeah, and Jennifer?
Hello. So it was really interesting. I tried really, really hard to even remember it. And it was almost like I couldn't remember it. It was really strange. Like I was like, well, and I'm trying to do it in my head. And it was almost like it was a different person. Like I was observing it scientifically and I was like, but there was no emotion attached. It was a 0. And I didn't, and I was even trying to feel it in my body again because it was in my neck before. And after the first time I did it, my neck released like a gurgle and like, it like where my throat is. And it just like came, it came loose and just loosened up. And beautiful. Then I tried to feel that and there was nothing to feel. Like it, when, the second time I checked, there's no emotion, nothing. It was unbelievable.
And the first time, what was the intensity number when you started?
An 8. An 8. And I was crying. It made me cry even.
Wow. 8 to 0. That's great.
Well yeah. Done. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much. I'm really surprised by that.
You're welcome. Yeah. Good job.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. I'm so pleased.
Thank you. Me too.
All right. There's some chat people. Let me verbalize what's going on here. Let's see. So Britt also went from an 8 to a 0. Wow. She says, Deb says trauma pain decreased from a 7 to a 3. Thank you. Autumn Guild says I went from like a 9.5 to 0. I guess I should use this invocation more. Wow. And she's, I worried mine was too big for this session, but it wasn't. Yeah, I've never had anyone who could find an intensity thing that was too strong. Marcy just jumped in. She said, it was indeed a beautiful experience. I'm so grateful to you and the allies. It was interesting. After the invocation, the experience didn't feel as painful. It went from 8 to 2 or 3. Unless it was a, she says 2/3. I don't think she meant 2/3, but I'm guessing she means 8 to 2 or 3. Well, good. That seems to be working. Any other questions or comments on that one? Yeah.
Faye. I have a comment. This has probably been the most profound healing I've experienced since I've worked with you.
Wow.
I thought an incident that had happened 6 years ago that, you know, I'd kind of healed up from it, but it was probably the most traumatic and horrific experience of my life.
Wow.
And for some reason that popped into my head tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And, when you were asking about the rating, was definitely a 10, and I was like sobbing. And when the healing came in, I really related to what you said, because it wasn't a flushing. It was definitely a transmuting, because I moved into my light body and was moved away from the pain. And you called it layers. And that's probably a good term, because I was thinking of waves, but it would kind of come in and out a little bit in much less each time. So by the time we were done, it was a 0. Thank you.
Wow. Well done, Faye. Good job. Good courage, too. Linda says she went from an 8 to a 1. Trisha says went from a 10 to an 8, feeling most intense in throat chakra, but extended all the way down to the root chakra. Okay. Okay. So, let me feel what they want to do next. Okay. They're saying, since some folks are not at 0 yet, we're going to do a quick second round. And the cool thing, when you do like a deliberate healing round and it doesn't go all the way to 0, then if you do a second round, first, the second round goes way faster, rarely more than a minute or two, and they can sometimes clear the rest out. So now if you're at 0, you got nothing to offer, you know, you can just kind of spectate for a moment or hold space for the others. But anyone who did that, who didn't get all the way to 0, whether you're live or on the recording, let's do a quick second round. So, once again, if you're not an embodied awakening, top that off by saying maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Just take a sec to do that. Once again, remember the trauma just like you did before. Stir it up the best you can. Feel where it is, assign an intensity number. All right, now say maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Let the words go, hold your attention where the discomfort is. And I'm already feeling a significant flush. So again, this won't take long. Just hold attention wherever it doesn't feel good, and let the higher self, the allies, either flush it away or transmute it to love or light, whatever they choose. Just keep feeling what you're feeling. Do your best to feel it completely, no filter, all the way. Again, overwhelm cannot happen with this technology. So you can dive all the way in. It'll only let you feel as much as you're able to without going over the top. But your complete feeling of what's here is what it takes to heal it. So all the way in if you can. There are other forms of healing where you're taught to only feel a certain percentage. But with this technique, your higher self titrates for you. And whatever you're experiencing is the amount that you can safely feel. So you can just dive all the way in with the healing invocation and be safe. Felt some shaking, but it stopped. I'm just going to see if they're done. Yeah, I said we need just a moment for some folks. So Let's hang out just a moment while some people drain out their heavy energy. They always work as fast as they can. Oh, there's the bliss again. Always a predictable side effect of a good healing round. Oh yeah, feeling nice and euphoric now. Good light body awareness. I believe that's it. That's the second round. So would love any additional feedback. Anyone who did that, who had a little bit left, would love for you to type in the chat or jump in and speak to let us know what happened on that second round. So specifically, people who didn't go all the way to zero, according to their own reports in the chat, Trisha had a little left, Linda had some, Marcy wasn't quite at zero, Deb had some left. So any of you guys who reported anything other than zero, would love to hear what just happened for you guys. If you're willing to speak or type about that result. Linda says, that time I saw a big white feather sweep it all away. Nice. I guess that feather thought that carrying that heavy energy was too burdensome. Marcy says, yes, it was better, almost gone. Deb says it went up at first, but then went down to a one or two, which was lower than the three. Good. So Deb, you could on your own time do additional rounds and see if they're willing to get that down to zero for you. All right. So, Deb says, I will thank you. All right. And then Roberta, hi.
Hello. I think that's the shortness of breath I've been having. I think it comes from just there was one particular incident, but the years of not being able to speak up.
Mm.
And so I think that's what it just all came to me as we started tonight.
Huh.
The fact that I haven't been able to breathe now for almost a week.
Mm.
And I can keep calling in the invocation to get better, but it might last 20 minutes and it might last an hour and then it's back again.
Hmm.
So I think I've still got a tightness, but it's more an external tightness. I think it's just because I've been tense for so long, expecting not to be able to breathe.
Interesting.
So, but the feeling concerning how it felt to think about the issue, that's all gone. I could now either discuss it or just walk through the room and ignore it. It's okay now. It's okay.
All right. That sounds like a big improvement. Well done.
Yes. And since it's been in coherence with the AFib acting up with my heart. Okay. So to now have relieved and know I have taken care of some part of it, then it's a relief in today's world as well as the past.
Wow.
Much thanks. Much gratitude.
You're welcome, Roberta. And thanks for bringing your beautiful energy to our event.
Glad I'm here.
All right. Wow. We're getting some great. All right. They all saying this one needs to go in best of. Definitely. Okay. And just a note, I've said this before, but I have to repeat myself a lot. When you get down to a zero on something like this, there's not an absolute guarantee that you'll never have another layer of that show up. You know, we all have the unconscious, and there's, as far as I know, no way to know what is or isn't in there. So we can know, okay, I just did a trauma healing. I bring it back up as a zero. You know, right now I can't find any trace of that trauma anymore, and it might truly be all gone, but there's no way to know. It may have another layer of itself emerge from the unconscious later. And that's fine because you can use the same technique or another technique to clear it if more of it shows up. There are some times when You know, there is so much that only a certain percentage of it can come up and be conscious, and they wait for you to clear that bit before they can bring up whatever the next layer may be. So I don't know if it's possible to know if you ever get a full and final healing of anything. But again, as I said, there's no worry because you can just use the same technology to clear the next layer that comes up. So that's my my belief about, you know, trauma healing.
Benjamin?
Yes, Deb.
To kind of tack onto that a little bit, I think what's going on with me is I picked a trauma that went way back to early childhood.
Uh-huh.
And then I think what happened is that cleared a little, you know, things then continued to happen in life because of that early trauma. And I think what I'm now doing is going forward through additional traumas, you know, when I got older.
Oh, good.
It could be a long process. To unravel all of the karma that came from the first trauma, you know?
All right, good. All right, thank you. That's very insightful, Deb. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
Oh, and Tricia just jumped in. She said, I went down to a 5. I'd call that progress. Thank you so much. Yeah, because she was like 7 or 8, if I'm remembering right. Okay, good job, Tricia. Yeah, we don't know how much they can do, but they'll do what they can, and they won't overdo. So better to have a small reduction rather than get overwhelmed, for sure. Okay, let me feel if anything else I want to share before we do our final bit. Oh, yeah. You know, I've been doing ayahuasca ceremonies for about 17 years. I've done over 300 ceremonies with ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushrooms. So I've done a lot of proactive trauma healing. I'll go in there and they'll stir stuff up that, you know, I didn't get triggered from in real life. Because when you do stuff like that, or when you do invocation work in this nature, you can, you know, kind of get ahead of the curve. Most people, you know, they ignore trauma healing and unpleasant things happen in their lives to stir it up. I believe that's the only reason we ever hit challenge is because we need a catalyst to get some old unhealed thing stirred up so we have a chance to heal it. But when you do proactive work, whether it's with invocations or ayahuasca or whatever you're doing, then you're kind of taking the bull by the horns. You're healing up that stuff before life has to hit you with it unexpectedly. So I'm a big fan of proactive trauma work. But, you know, if I've been doing that much work, that many ceremonies, that, you know, because ayahuasca is incredibly intense, very powerful, fast healing work, and I still have stuff coming up, you know, I don't know if there's ever an end to the trauma healing, at least not in this human lifetime. So my assumption is there will always be more stuff to clear. And especially if you're going beyond just your own stuff and you're clearing for your lineage, or you're a light worker and you're willing to take on heavy energy for others, as many in Awakening Plus are doing, then of course, you know, we got a whole planet to clean up. And after that, a whole universe. So, you know, some of us are here to be transmutation agents, volunteers, and then there's no end to the trauma healing. But also when you get comfortable with it, like I have become, you know, it's just no big deal. Yeah, you feel heavy stuff coming through. Is it pleasant? No. Is there suffering? No. It's all good. It's just something you do. Kind of like you take the trash out. It doesn't hurt, but, you know, it's not your favorite thing to do, but you do it. So if you're of such a disposition and ability, then know that, you know, after a while, you get like me and you don't even know if it's your stuff or someone else's. You truly can't tell. All you know is, okay, it showed up in my field. I'll just let it transmute through. I'll let the allies take care of that for me. So given that we're on a planet that has so much heavy energy and is so desperately in need of cleanup, you know, those who are able and willing to do that work for others are very valuable. And the allies really appreciate that work. And they reward us too. We get all kinds of juicy bonuses for stepping up and doing that volunteer work. I've never seen anyone who stepped up in this kind of unconditional service capacity who didn't get abundantly rewarded on many levels for their service, even though they weren't expecting a reward. It's just how the universe operates. They like to give as good as they get. So that's a little disposition on some of the related issues to all this, at least the best of my understanding. All right, we got one more, and this is to clear seemingly unstoppable mental chatter. So this one's a little trickier to do in a group because, you know, especially after what we've just did, it could be that you're not having an issue with this. So this is called the two-story thought house invocation or mental invocation. It's the kind of the odd stepchild of the invocation healing variations, because on every other invocation I teach, I'll tell you to ignore your thoughts. And on this one, that's exactly what we focus on. So let me describe how it works. And then if you have some, you know, repetitive thoughts that are with you right now, you can work it. If not, we can do one of the other variations instead. But let me explain how it works. So the situation is, I've got mental chatter that just won't stop and it's bothering me. I don't want these thoughts just endlessly repeating themselves. So you imagine you're with the thoughts in a house and you're all on the ground floor and they're chattering away as usual. You go up the stairs to a balcony which overlooks the first floor, and you can look down and see all those chattering thoughts down there chattering on their own. And all you do is you watch them. You're not interacting with them. You're not engaging. You're not thinking related thoughts. You are the pure witness. You are being just awareness of what the thoughts are doing on their own. And as you hold this awareness, the thoughts slow down and they stop, and eventually those thought forms dissolve. And that's how it works. So, and of course, I'm sorry, when you get to the top of the stairs and you look at the thoughts, you say, maximum healing that serves highest good, please, standard healing invocation. And that kind of energizes the dissolution of the undesired thoughts. So first check to see if you have any thoughts that are running on a loop and they're in your brain and you don't want them. So first see if you even have that condition right now. If you don't, just do a next in line healing invocation instead. But for those of you who do have the chattery thoughts, imagine, first notice what the thoughts are so you know what you're looking to transmute or release. Okay. Now imagine you're walking up the stairs to the balcony. You're overlooking the thoughts on the ground floor. You're above them. Now say, maximum healing that serves highest good, please. And now just witness the thought as pure awareness, or the thoughts, whatever it is. If you don't have any thoughts to work on, just go ahead and say, maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Next in line. And just work with whatever shows up in the manner we've already done. But if you're on the thought form version, which is where I'll put attention now, just again, you're observing the thought as witness. You are pure awareness. And because thoughts are like viruses, they don't have independent being. They must have a host to carry on without you engaging with it actively. You may notice that persistent thought is starting to slow down. At some point, it might just stop. And at some point, it'll just blip out and be gone. Without your engagement, it cannot persist. It just literally just pops out of existence. All of a sudden, that ground floor is empty. That's how it works. So I'll give you a moment to do that process. Just a moment longer. Yeah, I'm feeling really blissful now. Yeah, I'm very conscious as that pure awareness now. Yeah, as I say in the book, Rene Descartes got it wrong. It's not, I think, therefore I am. It's, I have consciousness, therefore I am. You can totally exist as pure awareness with not a thought in sight. That feels good. So would love feedback on that one. Anyone who was doing the thought form invocation, I'd love your feedback. if you'd either unmute or type. Those thoughts will be available. It doesn't prevent you from thinking entirely. Yeah, go ahead, Lauren.
So I've been doing this one for a while because I've had a lot of mental chatter. Mm-hmm. And one day I was sitting on my second story and I had a thought, and then it just kind of like, it pooped out of my third eye, and it was a caterpillar that fell down to the first floor, and the caterpillar just kind of walked around for a while and then turned into a butterfly and flew off.
Uh-huh.
And so,
beautiful.
So I'll have like a bunch of caterpillars down there, and then they just all fly away. And so, yeah.
I love it. That's a great image. Thank you.
Thank you.
Roberta, hi.
Hello. I have probably 6 to 8 just incidents that crop up. Okay. And I'm like, I can't change that. Why does this keep coming up? So I just gathered them all and put them in a bag. And then that way I could just make the bag disappear.
Hmm.
So as I went, oh yeah, and there's that one. And I just dropped them in the bag. And that way when the bag disappeared, hopefully I'll not have those come popping back up again.
Is that what you did during our little process just now?
Right, right. Cool. Because it wasn't like I could think of, oh, there's only 2. As I thought of it, then another one kept, and then there's the time.
So, all right, like right.
I just kept tossing them into the sack. The sack was blue.
Okay. All right, well done. Yeah, Thank you. Not quite what I was teaching, but hey, if it works, more power to you.
Well, I couldn't get them to be still. They just kept okay. And it was like, oh yeah, but I should have said. And I'm like, no, we're not trying to redo that one more time.
So yeah.
Putting them in a bag, they couldn't talk back. Yes.
What Roberta just did is a great example. You know, it's not what I taught, but it worked. And I encourage anyone who's working with my stuff and it's not working, or they have an idea of how it might work for them better, please feel free to experiment. You know, I'm not a hardcore, you got to do it my way. You know, I can't do it other people's way. I try and I have to spin off my own unique way. So
I could actually see the bag wiggling as I tossed more into it. So when it got still and then it disappeared, it worked as far as I intended it to work. So
good. Yeah, no, I applauded what you did. Well done, Roberta.
Because it bothers me that this, like I said, maybe 6 or 8 things from very long ago that'll just pop back up.
Yeah.
Okay, and I spend 5 minutes or less, whatever, rehashing the whole thing and who I could have discussed it with. And then, it's been 50 years. Just let it alone. Okay.
I agree. Yeah.
So I got rid of them tonight. Thank you.
All right. Well done, Roberta. And let me just say, you know, once you become awakened, and which means you're conscious as your higher self above the field of mind, then those thoughts have no power over you. And that's what that metaphor of walking up to the second floor does. It puts you in your awakened self. So once you're a pure being, then you are superior to any thought form and you are their master. So that's the idea. That's how it works.
That's kind of silly. The house I grew up in was old, but it was what was called a townhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And so not necessarily were the people who lived on the second floor of a higher vibration, but
the metaphor only goes so far.
I can work with that now from a distance. Yes.
All right. Okay. Sweet. All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
So Marcy typed, I loved it. The thoughts just went bye-bye. Thank you. And Deb said, first time trying that invocation, inner chat flowed away. Thank you. All right, sweet. Well, I'm glad enough you had some thought activity that you could do that. All right. And that's our agenda, folks. We practiced the next in line healing. We practiced the call up a trauma on purpose healing. We did the thought form healing. And that's all I had planned. And we're at like an hour and 10 minutes, roughly. So I'll welcome any final questions or comments on anything we did, and then we'll wrap it up. So anyone want to throw in a question or comment about anything we've done tonight? Teresa said, thank you, Benjamin. Jennifer said, that was profound. Thank you so much, Benjamin. Thanks, Jennifer. Paula?
After the one, I don't know which one it was when I came in, that first one, after it, I saw the color of the mask behind you. Is it like a goldenrod yellow? And I saw this blue light in a form of a moving ball of light that intermingled with a deep blue. And I've never seen that color before in the inner screen of myself. And that was very interesting. And then it moved around, it got bigger, and then it dissipated.
Interesting. Did that seem to relate to the process you were involved in at the time?
It was very appropriate. And it cleared the tension I had in the part of my body that was experiencing it.
Oh, beautiful. So that was a divine energy that came in to help you, that light.
Yeah, it was in my neck area.
Nice. I'm so glad it came. Yeah. Beautiful. Thanks for sharing that, Paula. So Anjali typed, helpful evening of getting direct into needed healing. And Jennifer said, you're welcome. Faye said, thank you, Benjamin. Very grateful. Anyone else have any feedback before we wrap it up? Diana says, thanks so much. All right, last call for feedback. All right. Well, I'm just delighted that this has worked so well for everyone. Paula says blessings. And grateful to all of you who took your valuable time to be here either on the live call or on the recording. Super grateful for each and every one of you who choose to participate in Awakening Plus and build such a wonderful group field. We all make it together. All right. Wow. I feel so lucky to be doing this. All right. So let's wrap it up. I'm going to yawn one more time. At least. Pachamama. Mama Kia. We're a co-chan. Inti. Thank you, allies. Beloved allies, thank you for giving your beautiful support to all this healing work tonight. Thanks for supporting all of our beautiful members. So grateful to each and every one of you, members and allies. Beautiful allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Allies, please stay with anyone who's been part of this event, live or on the recording, for as long as it serves our highest good. Thank you. Beloved allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate, and to whom? And that closes the container. Once again, big thanks to each and every one of you folks. So glad you were here. So glad to be helpful. So glad to be having the tremendous honor of working with these beautiful allies. All right. Good night. It's Monday the 9th. We got two more events coming, and I hope you can join us for those if you're live or on the recording or whatever. And that's all I got for now. Again, big thank you. Good night.